With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump declared victory during an early morning speech at his Florida campaign headquarters. He took the stage leading in Michigan and Wisconsin, needing just three electoral votes to win the White House. Former President Trump addressed the supporters in West Palm Beach.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
Former President Trump vowed to help the country heal and prosper.
Every single day I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body, I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve.
Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President Harris will not be speaking overnight. Campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond made the announcement to supporters gathered at Harris's election night watch party at Howard University in D.C. He said she'll deliver remarks later on Wednesday. At a watch party in Houston, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas declared victory.
Tonight, the people of Texas have spoken. And their message rings clear as a bell across our great state. Texas will remain Texas.
Audio courtesy KTRK. Abortion rights now enshrined in New York's Constitution. Voters passed Proposition 1 on Tuesday, making the already legal procedure harder to restrict in the future. Five out of six healthcare workers in hospitals and nursing homes say they won't roll up their sleeves for COVID-19 shots. CDC reporting just over 15% got boosted during the 2023-24 season. This is SRN News. Will Graham is packing his bags.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham, is scheduled to present the gospel in Canada on Friday and Saturday. Graham will preach at Bonnet's Energy Center in Grand Prairie, Alberta, and will be joined by contemporary Christian music acts and local pastors. There will also be a children's event during the two-day festival. This is Will Graham's last foreign trip of 2024. He's already been to Australia and Portugal this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora, including here in the U.S. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah and the Lunar New Year. This is SRN News. Stocks saw an Election Day boost.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street as voters headed to the polls and as more data piled up showing the economy remained solid. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Tuesday, moving closer to the record high it set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 427 points, that's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.4%. Palantir Technologies jumped more than 23%. The software maker said it was seeing unrelenting demand for AI applications. The market also got some help from a report showing that growth accelerated last month for U.S. services companies. That's a big category that includes banks, transportation, and real estate. Seth Sutel, New York.
Dollar Tree going through some major changes as its CEO says he's stepping down. Rick Dreiling has served as CEO since 2022. More details at srnnews.com.